Molly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. So imagine being so trapped in your own electronical devices that you can't figure out the reason why something is happening. You know, I tend to think of myself as a fairly technologically proficient person, right?
Okay. All right.
Like if something happens, I can usually figure it out.
Basic
troubleshooting, turn it off, turn it on. Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
Yes, that is really what works most of the time, right?
Imagine this. So this lady out of Britain, she is trying to figure out why her phone goes off every single day at 9:25. She has a random alarm that she can't figure out because she never set it, why it goes off every morning 9:25 without fail. Her name is Angel, and she's explaining.
Basically, I have an alarm that goes off every morning at 9:25 a.m. without fail every single morning. And I do not have an alarm set at 9:25, nor have I ever had an alarm set at 9:25 a.m.
Yeah, so she's just like, so she even has changed phones.
This alarm has transferred through phones. So every time, because when you get a new iPhone, you can transfer your data over, because I don't want to start fresh. My alarm, my 9:25 alarm comes with it, and it's the most stressful thing. And I'm also convinced I'm going to die at 9:25 in the morning at some point. It's like a prediction of my death.
Yeah.
World.
Yeah,
like,
so
there is a place where your alarms live on your phone.
Right?
Is it not showing up there?
Obviously not. And she switched phones.
It didn't work.
It transferred over. So every morning, 9:25 without fail. Beep, beep, beep,
oh,
beep,
wow.
Beep.
Oh, wow. That's bizarre.
I mean, because over the past few days, you know, we had Thanksgiving off and all that, you know, it's like, oh gosh, got to remember to turn off the alarms. Otherwise, but one of us didn't. And so, you know, at 4:55 in the morning, my wife's alarm goes off and it was like, you know, so sorry.
that is harsh. But that is so bizarre. Like, I don't think your alarms live in the cloud, do they? Does she have to somehow figure out where it is in the cloud to delete it?
Yeah, Kelly, you're asking questions I can't answer. And obviously no one from the Genius Store can answer either.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm assuming she's taken it to like an iPhone place.
That's
gone, hey, fix this.
Right. Like, hey, there's some sort of mysterious alarm I didn't set that keeps going off and I can't figure out how to turn it off. This is the most bizarre.
That would drive me mad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bonkers. But maybe she's got a ghost that lives with her and the ghost needs to be somewhere at 9:25. Maybe.
That's probably it, Kelly. You're right.
Maybe.
That's probably it.
Hey, can you please try to, first of all, let's go ahead and sage the house, just in case. And then maybe go back to the store and just be like, you know, just don't stop. Don't stop until you feel, you know what? Now that it's out on the internet, maybe some genius hacker person who knows way more than the stores do.
Yeah, just give me your phone and I'll just hack into it and turn it off for it. Okay. Okay. That sounds legit. All right. So anyways, we'll post up the story at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter so you can see that.
TheBenAndKellyShow.com.
Stupid fact of the day, where we take random facts that we find on the internet, we bring them to you as fact.
All right. Okay.
This started on TikTok. All right. So, you know the nut, the cashew, right?
Yeah, they're tasty, delicious.
In your head, how do we get nuts?
Well, I know they have to grow somehow, right?
Yeah, they have to grow somehow.
They're like cashew plants.
I mean, you know, peanuts, they're a root veg, a root, you know, and you pull them out of the ground and that's how
and
you.
And they're a shell and you crack the shell and there they are.
Yeah. I mean, and they're tree nuts, right?
Yeah.
A lot of different nuts. So how do we get the cashew? Stupid fact of the day. Here we go.
That's not real. What is that? You're telling me this grows in a tree, pushes out this nut, and it makes cashews. I feel like I've been lied to my whole life.
Yeah, cashews are actually seeds that grow out of the bottom of a very specific apple variety.
Are you kidding? They look like they're getting pooped out by an apple.
I know! I know! Cashews are like the the waste of an apple.
Yes, it's an apple poop.
They're delicious.
We're eating apple poop?
They're delicious.
They're really good.
They're poisonous, by the way, before they're cooked and they're roasted.
Oh, okay. So we do need to clean them up a little bit. That's probably best.
Yeah, probably best. But yeah, my mind was blown when...
That is interesting information.
I learned how the nut or the cashew nut was created.
Is there I feel like there could be a missed opportunity if there's not a line of cashews that's named apple poop. Because I feel like they should be.
That's really what it is. Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. Maybe that's your next venture, Kelly.
Maybe I could start a new company called Apple Poop Cashews.
Apple Poop Cashews.
I'll sell them to Huber's. It sounds like that's a place that would probably take them, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe Costco, Sam's, not sure.
Well, financially, you'd want to get them in those places.
Yeah, I want them in as many places as I can.
Right.
Get them
at
the IGA, too, maybe. I don't know. So, I feel like this could be the start of a new venture. I just got to figure out what kind of apple that is and how to grow it. Okay. Do I plant that in my backyard? Do I start a little orchard?
I think that's probably what you do. Right. Again, stupid fact of the day.
Wow.
Cashews are actually seeds that grow out of the butt of a specific apple variety.
That is mind-blowing information. The picture's even more mind-blowing.
Yeah, we'll tweet that out. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Wow. Apple butt cashews. Come to a store near you.
There it is on 99.7 EJX. All right, it's time of the show where we do a setting the bar story. Kelly, describe this.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, there could be some jokes in this headline, but if you could manage to make it through the day without getting naked in Disneyland, you're doing okay.
Oh, boy. Man. I mean, it is the happiest place on earth. Was he on just a really fast roller coaster?
No, he wasn't on one of those, Kelly. Oh. Disneyland guest there in California arrested after reportedly stripping off his clothes at the It's a Small World attraction.
Oh, that is... No, we don't need to be naked there. Oh, that's not good.
Really puts the small in It's a Small World.
Oh, listen. Listen.
Caused the ride to be shut down for about an hour.
Oh.
No one was injured.
That's good. Was he trying to run away? Was he kind of evading authorities for a while?
Well, he shows the... if you've never been to Disneyland and the It's a Small World, it's kind of all enclosed inside a building type of thing, right?
Yeah, it's not a very fast moving ride.
No, it's not. So video footage, because, you know, everyone has a phone nowadays,
right,
shows this guy touching the animatronics without a shirt on, then then disrobing even more and getting completely nude, and the park guest can be heard saying, "Please stop and sit down." It sounded like he started on the ride and then got off the ride.
Decided
and
to be a part of the ride.
Yeah, it was like, you know what? It got a little hot in here. It's California after all. Come on now. Woo.
Yeah. I just need to cool off a little bit. I hope you guys don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
So again.
It looks like he works out.
I was going to say, he does have pretty ripped abs.
He does. He's kind of buff.
Okay. Like, to describe, he kind of looks like Daniel Radcliffe.
But buff.
Well.
A buff Harry Potter?
Maybe.
Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. He kind of looks like a Daniel Radcliffe. Anyways.
Beefy Harry Potter.
So if you could manage to make it through the day without getting naked at the It's a Small World ride at Disneyland, you're doing okay.
Beefy Harry Potter showing his Potter. That's not what we need.
That is right.
No.
That is your setting the bar story. All right, let's get to this phone tap.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
I mean, does it mean anything if it's written in all caps? Hey, Ben and Kelly, my friend Roger's trying to earn a little extra money, so he's decided to rent out a room in his house. He's been searching and posting ads for a while, but he just can't find the right tenant. I told him I'd be nervous having a stranger live with me like that, but he really needs the money.
Uh-huh.
I got to wondering just how much he'd be willing to put up with, and I thought maybe you guys could find out with a little hilarious phone tap. Thanks, Nate.
So, yeah, Robert needing a roommate, and good news, Robert Hassenpepper, fake person, looking for a place to stay.
It's perfect.
Yeah, welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi there, I'm calling about the room for rent.
Oh, hey, yeah, great. Yeah, this is Roger. This is the guy you talked to.
Oh, hi, Roger. Nice to meet you. Robert Hassenpepper here. So the room is still available?
It sure is, Robert. It's $500 a month, everything included.
Oh, wonderful. So do you mind if I take the top bunk?
Well, you won't have to do that with, your rent. You have your room of your own, plus you have a spot in the garage if you have a car, and you have your own bathroom. So that's all covered.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sounds great.
As
long as there's room for me and my parrot Gilligan, I think we'll be all right.
Really? A parrot? Okay, I don't think I've ever known anybody with a parrot.
Yeah, Gilligan has been with me about 3 years. Has Tourette's, so any obscenities you may hear being screamed, I promise you it's not me.
Okay, now, is he loud?
Well, not that bad. I usually keep him in my room with the door shut. If he gets really agitated, I'll just take him into the kitchen with me and start cooking. The smell seems to calm him down.
Oh, so you're a cook. You like to cook. That's great. Another selling point. The kitchen was just redone a few years ago, so it's really a chef's kitchen. All the modern appliances.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm going through an Indian food phase right now. I just bought one of those massive industrial bottles of curry powder at Costco on sale right now, if you're interested, by the way. I usually make plenty if you're around.
Oh, no.
Okay. But now, if you don't mind me asking a couple more questions, what do you do for a living? And I would like to run a background check on you, if that's okay with you.
Oh, I don't mind. Yeah, we're practically roomies already. Am I right? Well, right now, I'm a bit self-employed. I've been doing taxidermy, and I think I'm just about ready to start my own business.
Oh, gosh.
Really? Okay. So you're a taxidermist. So you're a really unique person there. I don't think I've ever known anybody that's had a parrot and has been a taxidermist before.
Well, I know what you're thinking. Don't worry, I have a shop where I do all the dirty work.
Mm-hmm.
Although sometimes a client may drop off an animal at the door, too, if that's okay. Nothing bigger,
than
a raccoon or maybe a cat, I promise.
Well, I'm not sure I would be comfortable with that, and I'm sure my neighbors wouldn't appreciate it either. So I'd appreciate any business that you have, you would just keep it your business and not bring it home.
Oh, I understand. Well, they only start to smell if left for more than a day or two, and that almost never happens. They'll smell the curry before the dead animals, I can promise you that. So when can I sign the lease?
Well, hold on. I do have somebody else coming to look at the place today.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to have to get back to you. And I'll tell you what, if they look at the place and they're not interested, you're the next on my list. So
great.
You just want to leave your number?
Well, that surprises me. Your friend Nate told me you've been struggling to find a tenant.
Wait. Nate said, you're a friend of Nate.
Uh-huh.
Well, kind of. He kind of wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay show and set you up for a phone tap. You're on the radio, my friend.
Okay, right now. I'm on the radio right now.
Hi, Roger. It's Ben Davis and Kelly Kay, and I take it you're not going to be renting a room to me?
Well, I'd rather rent it to you, DJ, other than that guy with the curry and the animals and everything.
Yeah. Oh, the taxidermist that likes to make curry and has a cussing parrot.
A parrot with Tourette's. It sounds like a dream roomie.
That's a lot going on there.
Yeah, you know, Robert Hassenpepper is a very deep individual.
Yeah, I think that could have worked out perfectly, though.
Yeah, that is your phone tap. So, Kelly, have you got your Christmas trees up yet?
Oh, yes. We actually went a little earlier than normal. And the past couple of years, I'll say that we started doing that the week of Thanksgiving. Now, I demanded that we keep the Thanksgiving table. We keep the fall harvest decor above the stove and above the fireplace. And then everything else got Christmas fire. And then I'm not kidding. We hadn't finished doing the dishes yet from Thanksgiving, like lunch slash, it was like we ate around 3.
Yeah.
Didn't stop doing the dishes yet. And they had already switched out the table and all the things, like the rest of it got Christmas.
Yeah, we kind of switched to some Christmas decor the week of Thanksgiving like you did. Just got the fresh cut tree. I'm a fresh cut tree guy. You're a fake Christmas tree person.
Oh, we have many fake Christmas trees, yes.
Right.
But they're flocked, so they look amazing.
Yeah. But got the fresh cut Christmas tree yesterday. Got that completely decorated and lit yesterday, which was pretty cool. And then I see this story. Okay, I'm just going to let Ben from the New York Post tell you what happened.
So in the accompanying video, you can see the woman's Christmas tree whose branches are infested with baby praying mantises. It's sort of like a decoration that Jack Skellington would leave the kids in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, no.
Yeah, so apparently she brought this live Christmas tree into her home, which, you know, I've had a live Christmas tree for years and years and years and years. And I think the craziest thing that I've ever seen are... bird nests. I've gotten bird nests out of them before, but okay. this woman apparently, due to the warmer temperatures, the praying mantises thought it was springtime. The warmer temperatures inside the house, because you know it was frigid, obviously outside. When she brought the tree inside, praying mantises were like, oh. It's springtime, so they all hatched.
Crazy. Oh no, 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 no! Oh no!
Oh, so yeah, I'm gonna just have one eye cocked to my Christmas tree for the rest of the season here.
See if any critters start appearing hiding, maybe.
Anyways, yeah, there you go. We'll tweet the story out at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, coming up,
keeping my fake tree.
Yeah, coming up next, it is a feel good.
You will not believe what this woman found out thanks to a 23andMe DNA test.
Oh, okay.
It is amazing the number of family members she found.
Feel good. Kelly Kay.
20-year-old Brenna got a lot of information from a 23andMe DNA test.
Mm-hmm.
She found out she has 70, as in 70, half-siblings.
Oh, wow.
She's a product of a sperm donor, ended up fathering 70 others, and when they got together, a couple of them, like 11 of them, got together for a recent reunion, many of them noticed several similarities.
Like up in here.
Up in the eyes, like the eye shape too. Yeah, the almond shape.
I think our mouths are very similar. Yeah, like, we're very pale as well, yeah.
You always have someone to talk to. If you're having a rough time, you can always text the group chat, and you'll have like 15 people on your side.
Isn't that amazing? So, like, a lot of them have connected, and they love the fact they found each other. None of them have met Dad. He wants to stay anonymous. But they have found each other, and it is shocking how many of them look very similar.
I mean, out of 70, though, wouldn't you think that there would be another connection?
Uh-uh. Stop. No.
Maybe a little chemistry that's too hot to ignore?
We're not hooking up with our half-brother. No. That's not happening. No, it's not. You know that going in. You know that going in.
Yes, but feelings are feelings, Kelly.
Feelings are DNA is DNA. Stop it. It's not like that.
There are chances. There's no way they could find out if they hadn't done 23andMe. There'd be no way they'd know.
Well, but they're meeting because of the 23andMe, so they know. They know. They know. They know. It's not like that. It's brothers and sisters. Stop it.
I mean...
Stop making it gross. Does it feel good?
It's not gross.
It's gross.
It's nature.
It's not nature. It's not nature. No.
All right.
We're brothers and sisters, and it's a support system. It's that kind of relationship, and that's great.
It's not a dating pool, is what
it's
you're saying.
It's not a dating pool. It's not speed dating. You can see the story at WDJX.com.
But wouldn't you even just be curious just a little bit to know if one of them or two of them got a little bit more close?
Wow.
Okay, maybe
stop wrecking my feel-good story.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
I mean, that's immediately where my mind went. And I can't be the only person who thought that as well.
I know. I know. You're the only one that said it out loud, though. Ruined my feel-good.
So every now and then we have to fire up the old plaintiff defendant Ben and Kelly court. Dana thinks her boyfriend doing something that could be misinterpreted, nay, nay, could be even borderline, well, I don't want to say cheating because it's not. It's flirting, all right?
Exactly. And right. He's just like, no, it's not. It's you to be, like, everyone knows what I mean.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Dana says, hey, Ben and Kelly might need to be a plaintiff in Ben and Kelly court.
All right.
Here's my case. My boyfriend constantly winks at waitresses or people in service, and I think it looks too flirty. So when I point this,
she's wanting to know about her boyfriend who winks.
Yes, yes. When I point this out to him, he listen. When he points, when I point this out to him, he tells me it's a sign of appreciation. Uh-huh. I don't see it that way at all. If I was a waitress and a customer winked at me, I would take that as flirtation.
Okay.
Now, when I pointed that out to him, he told me that a wink can be interpreted in many different ways, but it's the intention behind the wink. His intention is to say, thank you, keep up the good work.
There you go.
I'm sorry, but if I want to show my appreciation for the waitress or waiter getting our meal to our table in a timely manner, I would verbally express my gratitude. Am I overreacting or do I have a case?
Yes, move on. Next!
Okay, so listen.
I'm like, what are we doing?
We have a jury that is commenting in the comments on the Facebooks. And they're kind of on both sides of this. Jess is like, it's a wink, not physical contact. Lighten up, people.
Yeah, right.
Jackie says, I totally agree it's flirting. But I think it's fair game to pull out the wink on your end, see how he likes it. Tara says he sounds cheesy, maybe even a little sleazy. Know in the movie The Wedding Singer where Drew Barrymore's fiance refuses to give her the window seat, then calls a flight attendant, grab a grade A top sirloin? Ma'am, that's your boyfriend.
Okay, I don't know that reference, sorry.
I don't either. But maybe she does.
Okay.
Maybe Dana knows it.
I'd love to hear from a waiter or someone in the service industry who, you know, probably gets this sort of thing all the time.
Yes,
what
how
they
would you
consider
it?
Yeah, how do you interpret that as flirting, as, you know, just a sign of, hey, you know what, thumbs up, doing well.
Uh-huh. Destiny says, I find it weird. I think he should respect you and validate how you feel. If it makes you uncomfortable, I think he should care enough to stop. Like you stated, simple verbal appreciation is better than a wink anyway. Is he doing it just to women or men too? More context would help determine if he's doing it
yes.
to be flirty.
I want
to
know.
Whatever.
I want to know if Dana's boyfriend is winking at guy waiters too, guys and girls, because they should all be included.
They should be
like hey,
well,
you know what?
People
good
in
job.
Service. So it, maybe. It sounds like he's an equal opportunity winker.
Maybe. Laura chimes in, as a bartender, she says, a wink comes in many forms. Uh-huh. I get that's one heck of a drink wink.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, here they come wink.
Yeah.
And the typical, hey girl, wink.
Yes.
I don't know, maybe I just don't focus on things like that, so it wouldn't be a big deal to me. And if it were, and he didn't care, I'd do it right back to every waiter and waitress I see.
Okay, so Andrew, the love doctor, our resident expert, rolling in, dude, what do the waitresses look like? That could be a clue as well. Like, is he, it sounds like though he is winking at everybody. I don't know if he's just, because I think she would have noticed if
is
it
this,
was just like overly attractive waitresses.
Is this any different from the hugger? You know, you all have a hugger in your friend group, and if you don't, it's probably you.
I'm the hugger, I guess. That's me.
It was just like, oh, hey, how you doing? Hugs. Yeah.
And now I'm living in an awkward post-COVID world where I don't know if people hug now. I felt like people were more free with their hugs before, and now people are, there's a bunch of germaphobes now, and we're all like, I don't know.
Or you go in for the hug, and you realize halfway through your motion to go hug, and then
exactly.
They're
like,
ah.
nope, uncomfortable.
Or
nope.
As you're in laying in on them, hugging them, you realize that this was way too soon, and you barely know this person, and why are you hugging them?
They don't hug strangers. Got it. All right.
Would love to hear your story about maybe you are the winker and in the relationship and why you do it. Want to hear your stories? 502-795-1997. It is Ben and Kelly Court here on 99.7 DJX. We'll render a verdict on the way next. We're right in the middle of a little Ben and Kelly Court here where Dana rolls in and is like, hey, my boyfriend winks at all the servers that when we're out. Thinks that's flirting.
Yeah, he says, no, it's just showing them I appreciate the good work they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think? Here's my problem. I am not an expert winker.
Oh.
It would look like I had something in my eye, and I'd
gotcha.
Be like, and or I'd blink both eyes and be like, hey, it'd be like, I'd be like,
what's be wrong like, with him?
Does he have a tick? What's yeah. going on? He's like,
you need some Visine, something in your eye.
Yeah, what are you doing there, bud? Yeah, so that's why I'm a smile and nod. I'll smile and nod. I'll give you a quick little smile and a you know head bob like a hey, you know what, doing well done.
Okay. Destiny says, I find it weird. I think he should respect you and validate how you feel. If it makes you uncomfortable, I think he should care enough to stop. Like you stated, simple verbal appreciation is better than a wink anyway. Is he doing it just to women or men too? More context.
Yeah. Amy says, 100% flirtatious. This was the first thing my now husband did that roped me in.
Oh.
She said she was walking down the sidewalk, heard someone holler. That is like, that is a love story right there. Hey!
A cat call.
Yeah. She nice. Totally responded to a cat call from her future yep. husband.
Sometimes it works, guys.
She turned around and he winked. And
oh, wow.
Hi! And then she's yeah. like, oh, and she's like,
a lot of people are saying that that's kind of flirtatious.
Oh, and my gosh.
Yes, many people are pointing to the fact that, listen, she has verbalized to him it makes her uncomfortable and she doesn't like it. And he's kind of ignoring her feelings about that. So that's also problematic
yeah,
in the whole ignoring feelings.
Terry says, I appreciate this guy just bringing the wink back. Was the wink kind of going away? Was that a... What was that a gesture that we just don't do anymore?
I feel like yes, maybe.
In this day and age, maybe
yes.
Is it because we don't know how to wink anymore? Is that just a skill set that has started to fade away? Was winking a thing of our parents' generation and our grandparents' generation?
I think it's a generational thing, yes. It's kind of like here's looking at you, kid, wink, you know, that kind of thing.
Hey.
Right. Now Derek says I smile, nod, and wink at everybody.
Does he make a noise when he winks, like the little, like a little, hey, and then and does he point? Because I feel like when I wink, I point. I'm like, hey, gotcha. There you are, right there.
Okay, all right. But in what context are you doing that? Are you just like saying, is that saying hello to somebody maybe across the way? You're
well,
not
I'm doing it
to
you right now, so I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know. Hey. I feel weird about it.
Hey, that's a lovely sweater you got. Hey.
Thank you.
You're all right. Welcome.
Stephanie says, I used to be a server. That's definitely flirting. So, okay. So, yeah, we've got a lot of people in the service industry that are kind of rolling in saying, yeah, it's kind of flirty.
Flirty, but they don't really care. So, okay, let's go ahead and render a verdict. Here's the thing. I will say, yes, it is. I don't feel like it's a huge deal, but I am going to agree with everyone who says that if you are uncomfortable by it and you actually bring that to his attention and he continues to do it, then that is the red flag.
That's the bigger issue to address. Jake from State Farm says, she needs to pull out the bite the lower lip move and one up it.
Oh.
See how he feels about that.
That's a good one.
That is definitely, I think, has a stronger message.
That does.
It does.
But I don't see guys doing that very often.
No. No, that's is a, that that's weird a female if a guy, move.
Is that weird if a guy does that to you? Like,
yeah, hey. That's weird. See, but that is a definite flirting.
That's a little bit more of
there
a flirt.
There is
yeah.
no mistaking that with that move. Yeah,
but there's a way to do it well, and there's there's a way to make it look like you just have buck teeth or something.
You have
like,
to have some flirty swag. Yeah. Not everybody can pull that off. All right.
So yeah, Dana, we are going to say not necessarily that you're overreacting because maybe you are just a little bit, but yes, you definitely need to just let him understand that you don't feel comfortable by it.
Right.
All right. And then he needs to respect your wishes.
Yes, he needs to listen and respect the feelings.
Okay. Can we close this case?
I think we're closing it.
All right. There's the
with
gavel. There you are.
I'm closing it with a wink.
Wink. I'm biting my lip seductively. Hey, Dana. How you doing? Something to win every single day, including today. A little game we like to call Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Caitlin calling us from Springfield. Hi, Caitlin.
Hello.
Caitlin has blonde hair, drives a Chevy Traverse, is a former surgeon tech... Oh, I can't even read my writing. Surgeon technologist? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, so what is...
Did you
what
perform
is,
surgery?
Yeah. What does that do?
So basically, we're like a surgeon's right hand. I'm obviously a woman, and we do all the dirty work and he gets the credit for it.
So this...
okay.
And a paycheck, probably.
All right, so you're getting all the things prepared for the surgery and assisting with the surgery.
Right, we set up for surgery, and we assist and hand him instruments. And at the hospital I worked at previously... they're a teaching hospital, so we were very hands-on, too.
Yeah, so you're the person that when the surgeon's like, scalpel! And you'd be like, scalpel!
The scalpel! Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. And well, you got to know your stuff. You got to hand the right instrument, right? Yeah.
Right. It's a lot.
Did you ever get a weird request? Like, drill! And you're like, drill? Where the heck's the drill?
Oh, my husband is the builder and the fixer person. So whenever it comes to like orthopedics and they want like nails or screws, you have to measure them, you have to load them into the drill bit. It's like, that's my least favorite service.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We're learning a lot about this. Okay.
That's
cool.
Way above our knowledge.
That's why we talk on the radio, Caitlin.
That's right.
All right, Caitlin has been married for a couple years too and is ready to play little kid drunk adult. Okay, Caitlin, Kelly's going to describe how it all works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three magical stories. You have to determine, did that story occur in the person's life when they were a little kid or a drunk adult?
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right, here we go. First one.
I ran to hug my sister, but didn't realize that she was on the other side of a glass door until I face-planted right into it.
I hope somebody got that on video.
Yeah, right?
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that can win you $10,000 on America's Funniest Home Videos, right?
I mean, I honestly feel like that's something that I would do if I was drunk, so.
All right, so you're saying drunk? Drunk adult?
Drunk adult.
All right.
I think that makes it funnier. If it is a drunk adult, yes.
All right, Kelly's saying drunk adult. You're saying drunk adult, all right?
I was actually a little kid.
Oh, little kid! My
dad and I were meeting my mom in Miami, and he took me out of the car seat and placed me on the sidewalk. He spotted my sister coming out of the elevator in the lobby and said, "Hey, it's Jackie." And I hadn't seen my sister for like a week since she was at summer camp. So I ran at her full speed. My dad didn't realize I had bolted until he heard me splat up on the glass.
Ow! Oh, dang. Oh, okay. She hit her noggin, I bet. Okay. Oh, no.
All right, you're 0 for 1, Caitlin. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I had a 3-minute conversation with a mannequin thinking it was a real person.
But again, could go either way.
Oh, my gosh. Drunk adult.
Yeah,
drunk
adult. I feel drunk adult vibes with this.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a very drunk adult.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. Probably a one-sided conversation,
I love
too.
You. I love that you're listening to me,
you're
and
really
I think
attractive.
You're a really attractive person.
Listen, where'd you get that outfit? It looks yeah, really great on you.
All right, let's find out what happened.
During my spring break in Key West, and it was also my 21st birthday, we had all been on Duval all day. Mm-hmm. And then when we got back to our hotel, I really wanted to have some champagne brought to our room just to celebrate.
Yeah.
So I put in my order and I asked how many bottles we could get and the price and all that. I then had a conversation about what brand to get. It was then that my friend came up to me and she was like, "Who are you talking to?" And that was when I realized that I gave my champagne order to a mannequin in a tacky Hawaiian shirt.
Oh my gosh. Listen, we're going to need another round for the table.
Listen, are you writing this down? Are you writing this down?
It doesn't look like you're writing this down. Obviously one of those waiters or waitresses who can set everything to memory once you
absolutely
give them their order.
Uh-huh.
All right, Caitlin, let's try to get this last one right here. Little kid, drunk adult.
I pooped in a long line at Disney.
Do you hear the shame in her voice? I pooped.
She's like, as she starts to say this story, she realizes
she's regretting it. She's like, I want to abort mission. I don't want to do this anymore.
I'm too far in already. I got to just say it.
For her adult ego, I hope it's a little kid.
All right, Caitlin's thinking little kid. All right.
I feel like it has to be a little kid that just couldn't hold it, right?
I mean,
just couldn't.
Well, do you remember, like, a couple weeks ago, we literally had some stories about people who, it was a set in the bar
story. That's been a problem.
Yes.
It's been a recurring problem.
Yeah, Disney's like, hey, quit going number two in line.
Yes, like, listen, get somebody that will hold your spot.
Okay. All right. So, Caitlin, sorry, I forgot what you said. What did you say? Little kid?
Little kid.
Little kid.
We're hoping it's a little kid. It's an innocent little kid. All just right. Oopsies.
I was only 7 years old.
Ah!
But seven, that can score you.
An Expedition Everest had just opened at Animal Kingdom. And I had to poop really bad, but my mom wouldn't get out of line to take me since we'd already been in line for a really long time. So, she just had me poop on the ground.
No!
You're literally part of the problem!
No! That's exactly what they're talking
about. She did clean it up
about.
With my brother's shirt and then threw it away. Oh. We still have the photo of my shirtless brother on the ride and laugh about it. And I heard your conversation the other day about people pooping in line at Disney, and I had to send this in.
Yes! Oh my God. Okay, so she was inspired by our story. She heard it.
There was photographic evidence of her shirtless brother.
He had to sacrifice his shirt. Dang it.
Caitlin.
Oh, dang it.
You got it right. Congratulations. Wow. You're a winner.
Maybe they bought him one at the souvenir shop.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Caitlin, congrats. You're going to see Chelsea Handler when she hits the Louisville Palace. So hang on the line a quick sec. We're going to get a little more information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you both so much.
Yeah, no problem. Hang on.
Oh, I so appreciate the shame in the last
let's hear how she started it again. She was like,
I pooped in a long line at...
She was just like, I shouldn't be telling you this right now. All right, if you want to be a part of Little Kid Drunk Adult, the best... is the stories.
Yes, you gotta, you telling these stories is magical. So if you have one you think could go either way, could be difficult to figure out, then send us a little voice note, give us a teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
We do feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. All right, Kelly K.
This is a bona fide medical miracle that you can see, and you have to see this to believe it, at WDJX.com. Aaron James from Arkansas accidentally touched a 7,200-volt power line. Resulted in the loss of his left arm, his left eye, his nose, his front teeth. Doctors were able to give him a face transplant as well as a first-of-its-kind eye transplant.
Oh, wow.
Took 140 surgeons, nurses, and healthcare professionals working 21 hours in the operating room to get this done. His lead doctor actually flew to his home before the surgery.
And some of you may be wondering why a physician comes to someone's home like this. It's not something that we commonly perform. But in Aaron's case, an important part of his healing process, which he's about to take on, is for us to get a really good understanding of what the home environment's like, what the family support is like.
I mean, yeah, you can imagine that's not going to be an easy surgery to recover from. And it was not an easy surgery to pull off. They had to rehearse it several times. But he said that it came off exactly the way that they were expecting. And it is astonishing how it has made him look. It is fully astonishing.
Yeah, I mean, I will give you a warning if you go to the website. It looks like a horror movie almost.
Well, yes, he was missing a nose and front teeth. I mean, that was a drastic, change to his face. And then he looks pretty normal afterwards. Yeah. It is really, it's complete with facial hair. Like, he can grow facial hair. Just amazing stuff. Now, he's waiting to regain feeling in his lips, so it's still a little difficult for him to talk, and his sight has not yet been restored in his eye that they transplanted. But there's still progress to be made, but it is amazing what they were able to do. And again, you can see it at WDJX.com.
So first dates can always be a little bit awkward. I want to hear your first date stories, and if you can beat Zakir, who is going viral because of his description of his first date with a girl named Priyanka he met on Bumble. thought it was going to be great. They both have roots in India. He was hoping, you know, they'd be kind of a good match and all that stuff. But listen to how he describes when he showed up to the restaurant for the date.
I planned to meet with Priyanka. She ends up texting me saying, "Hey, I'm here. I'll come meet you out front of the restaurant."
This is great, you know?
Awesome.
Like she's already there. It's
she's
great.
She's excited.
Hey, yes, exactly. The inflection in his voice says, you know, this is all starting well.
I give her a hug. I'm like, "Hey, so glad we got to do this." And she said, "Oh, this is where our table is." And I see two people.
Well, who's that? Are we on a double date?
Oh, no.
What's going on? Is this her friend and her boyfriend? What's going on?
Okay.
That are sitting at our table. And she's like, "Oh, this is my mom and my dad."
No, she brought her parents to their first date?
Oh,
can it be more awkward?
And I'm like, "Hello."
Hello.
I was not prepared for this moment in life.
So I guess, you know, so they were there for dinner with them. They began quizzing him about himself, asking him a bunch of questions. What do you do? How much money do you make? What do you plan to do with your life?
Oh, goodness.
Asked him, "Can we call your parents now and have them come to the restaurant?"
What?
Uh-huh. And he's like, "They don't live close to here, so I don't think that's possible."
Maybe the second date. Okay.
Yeah, so no, there was no second date.
Oh,
by the way.
Shocking.
Yeah, not a second date.
I figured the second date would be the wedding.
Well, you know,
the way
it
sounded.
You know, in this, he was also saying that in her Bumble profile, Priyanka wrote, "It's either this or an arranged marriage." And so he's like, LOL, thinking that's kind of cutesy and, you know, something that is part of their culture and everything.
Right.
And so maybe this
was the compromise.
Maybe this was
like
the
mom
compromise.
And dad's like, "Okay, fine. You can try to pick for yourself, but we're showing up to approve." Date one. That's a lot.
Yeah, date one. Can you beat that as an awkward first date story?
That's pretty big. The only thing that I would say would be more awkward is if she brought her ex-boyfriend. That'd be weird, right?
Yeah, here's my ex-boyfriend to tell you about all my good qualities and why why we broke up, and it was definitely because of him and not me.
That might be worse than the parents, but that's hard to top.
I don't want to throw so much necessarily shade on the girl, because maybe the parents just forced that, like, that was
like
legit.
Like, that's the only way you're going to go on a date.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, she's going to have a tough time, though.
All right. I want to hear your stories.
Case.
All right. We've already got some great ones. Rachel, who met a guy for coffee. Olivia also had a Bumble coffee date. So we'll get to some of those stories and more of yours.
I mean, what could go wrong? It's coffee.
Right? On 99.7 DJX. All right. I'll shoot the phone number at you. 502-795-1997. Take your stories on the way next. So Zakir shared an awkward first date when he showed up to the restaurant of the Bumble date that he was going to see.
Two people that are sitting at our table. And she's like, "Oh, this is my mom and my dad."
Yeah. Took her mom and dad.
Wow.
On the first date.
Bold move.
Very bold move. Rachel says, met a guy for coffee. First date, and after an hour of small talk, a woman walked up to our table and tearfully introduced herself as his wife.
Oh, no.
Turns out he was a lying liar and not just a divorcee. Mortified.
A lying liar. Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Olivia said, "I had a Bumble coffee date with a guy who showed up straight from the gym, smelly and all. Nonstop, talked about his bouncer stories, acted out with loud yelling and swearing and gestures and how he would beat people up, then topped it off with telling me how he hates drunk, hysteric girls and wished he could punch their teeth in. Needless to say, I excused myself early, and when he messaged me the next day with, "Thought I scared you off," I blocked him.
Yeah, you did. 1,000%.
Yeah, guess what?
1,000%. With all the violent talk and all the things, and you were smelly, and oh my gosh. No, sir.
Phoebe said the guy showed up half an hour late in an arm cast.
Oh!
He ordered a steak where he asked me to cut it up for him.
That's adorable.
Throughout dinner, all he talked about was himself and complained about his job. Afterwards, he asked me to drive him to his car, which was only a few blocks away, tried to kiss me at the end of the date, and when I gave him the cheek, he called me selfish.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh, wow. That didn't get... Did he ever explain the cast? He's like, was that why he was late?
Right,
did he
right.
Just get the cast?
Now, Brad, this isn't quite a first date, but definitely an awkward date.
I went out to dinner with my now wife's family, her mom and dad. And after dinner, we went back to her dad's house, and I got to meet all of her aunts and uncles and cousins and whatever we had for dinner that night. Really did not settle well with me, so we're all sitting in the living room talking, and my stomach starts just rolling.
Oh, no.
So I discreetly excused myself to the master bathroom and realized that there was no toilet paper to be found in the bathroom whatsoever.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So then I texted my then-girlfriend a couple of times with no response. So then I tried calling her.
Oh, God.
She didn't answer her phone. You know, tied up with her family. So I went straight from plan B to plan C and just took a shower.
You took a shower in the family bathroom.
I just
took a shower and put on all my clothes back on that I was wearing for the day, and I walked back out in the living room, and everybody just looks at me, and my hair's wet, and cousin was like, "Did you take a shower?" And I was like, "Yeah, I was getting a little warm and I needed to cool off." And
oh my God.
My wife looked at her phone and called me out in front of everybody and said he wasn't hot, he didn't have any toilet paper.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? Those circumstances, if you survive those circumstances, that is a sign of good things.
Oh, heck yeah. Got to be a legendary story you guys laugh about often.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Brad.
That's epic. That is epic.
You know, you brought up a point, like, why didn't he just not wash his hair?
You can wash your body and not wash the hair, and I don't think anybody would have known.
You know,
I mean, other than you taking a little longer than normal.
Listen, Kelly, we don't know how bad his toilet experience was.
Well, that's true.
That is true. Finally, Lisa messaged us, said, I worked at a fast food restaurant, and at 24 years old, guy came in with his mom. Later, he came in and asked me out for ice cream. I got all dressed up, looked cute. He showed up in sweatpants.
Oh.
Told me he wasn't going to ask me out because I didn't look like I was going anywhere in life. But his mom told him to. He was 24 as well.
Oh, wow.
He then goes on about this board game he created in the style of League of Legends. Didn't ask me any questions, did not engage with me, just talked about his board game. Then out of the blue, he tells me he has a girlfriend. Excuse me?
What?
Lisa?
Oh, wow.
And explained that she was a 3 on a scale of 0 to 10. But I was a 5, so I was an upgrade.
Oh, yay.
Then at the end, he said he needed to go because he said he'd play video games with his friends, paid for the ice cream on the date, and then he literally said, don't worry about paying me back. I make a lot of money.
Oh, that's great.
Then left. That one messed me up.
Yeah, I don't really know where you go from there.
You're rating people.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? My current girlfriend's only a 3, but you know what? Good news.
Solid 5.
Good news.
Solid 5.
Good news.
Out of 10. Here's a pro tip. Let's not do that.
Yeah. Oh, that is good. And by the way, we did get a text message from a listener that said Zakir and Priyanka did have a second date. So Yeah, it's on his TikTok. So congrats to the budding couple.
Yeah,
congrats.
I'm going to go do a deep dive into their relationship now. I'm invested.
All right, good news. All right, hey, thank you for all the stories there on 99.7JX. So today, Giving Tuesday, something that's kind of gained traction the past about 10 years. It's way to like clear your house out before you get a whole bunch of new stuff because of the holiday, right?
I mean, I have a lot of Giving Tuesdays. I do a lot of periodic cleaning out so you can make room for new stuff. That's great.
Now, there is a list of the most bizarre items people have donated to Goodwill, which we'll get in just a sec. And I know that I remember I have donated things, you know, when you keep items for donation in the trunk of your car for a couple months, like I
right.
do,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes things can get mixed in, or you forget a bag of groceries and you accidentally donate a bag of groceries along with your clothes and your
Oopsies.
Used items. Yeah, for sure. But here are some of the other ones that were a little bit more bizarre, like a guillotine. Do you know what that is?
A guillotine?
Mm-hmm.
As in chopping people's heads off back in the day?
Yeah, an employee said that they think it went for about $30.
Who's buying a guillotine? A guillotine.
Or who's giving a guillotine away? Who even has one of these?
Oh, my goodness. Where you find? Well, I guess you can find it at Goodwill.
Yeah, exactly. This might be one of my favorites, and I'll save it here in just a sec. There was a rock that was donated, just a normal rock. Goodwill was like, all right, well, whatever. We'll slap an $11 tag on it, and it sold.
An $11 rock? Yep. Somebody bought an $11 rock?
Guess
Go
so.
Go outside.
Louis Vuitton purse with human teeth inside. A chair shaped like a Labrador Retriever. A coffin, which I could understand. Coffins are expensive.
Yes, but I don't know if I've ever come across one at Goodwill.
Yeah, what, did the person just not die? And then you're like, ah, we thought they were going to pass away, but well, turns out
you know
they
what?
Didn't.
We
they pulled
this
through
for the show, and then we just dumped it in the hole, and then decided yeah. to make a little.
I don't know.
You're not even making money. You donated it.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
A fertility idol.
Oh, man.
Like if you're trying to get pregnant, you, I guess, put this on your nightstand and it helps.
Didn't even know that existed.
Underwear for squirrels.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. How do we know they're for squirrels? Are they labeled?
Maybe.
Does it have packaging that says squirrel underwear?
Hey, you know what?
For squirrels? What's happening?
I might honestly get something like that because just the other day, my daughter is looking around and going, hey, can I put our cat in doll clothes?
No.
And I was like, well,
I don't think the cat's going to like that.
You can. Oh. I did not say no. So
I don't think we play dress up with the animals. They typically don't enjoy that.
Speak for yourself, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
I've had several animals that have enjoyed us tossing holiday and special attire on their bodies.
The farthest we've gotten is Halloween costumes that did not go well.
So
not fans.
The most bizarre item: a glass jar labeled "fart." June 1975.
Come on. Did that sell? How much did that sell for?
I mean,
to know how much that sold
here's
for.
Here's the thing. If I bought it, I'm not opening it.
No, you're not.
I am keeping that relic
exactly.
on a shelf.
That is like, you know, really expensive bourbon. That's just for show.
That's right.
We're not drinking that.
Maybe that
We're
goes.
We're not smelling that.
Maybe that goes on my bourbon shelf, you know?
Maybe it does.
You've got the bitters. You've got that stuff. And then, you know what? Fart, 1975.
Yeah. That's a conversation.
And that is
piece,
a conversation piece.
Right. Yes. Right.
You could make up whatever story you wanted about that.
You could.
Well, that was Grandpa. Grandpa decided.
No. No, we're making that a famous person, right?
Are we?
Like Elvis's fart. Right?
I don't think Elvis was alive in 75.
No,
or am
that's
I?
That's right.
Or am I wrong in my timeline there?
Pass away.
Anyways,
okay.
Hopefully maybe you can find a steal like that at Goodwill.
That's awesome. I'm going thrifting.
All right, setting the bar stories. Kelly, what are these?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, Lexington, we're coming for you with this one. Just because you see a car running without anyone in the driver's seat does not mean you're supposed to be the driver, especially when it's one of these. So if you can manage to make it through the day without taking an ambulance on a joyride, you're doing okay.
Why in the world are we doing that?
Well, 43-year-old Jerrica saw just that.
Okay.
An ambulance.
She's like, that's an opportunity.
Without a driver. Why? Because they had just dropped off a patient at the hospital.
Well, at least she waited until after they did that.
You know
when
what?
She didn't take anybody for a joyride that was hoping to get to the hospital.
This is true from WKYT.
A patient had been brought here from Wayne County, delivered by ambulance to St. Joseph Hospital. That is when police say Jerrica Hayes saw an opportunity to steal an ambulance.
Yeah.
Again,
let's
saw
take
the
that for a spin.
Opportunity. Always yeah. wanted to try the lights and stuff. Oh, wait, no. She didn't actually even try lights.
Oh, she didn't?
Didn't honk horns, didn't try lights, just oh. started acting the fool on the road. Luckily, she didn't hurt anybody. Almost did, though. Hit several other things, charged with a half a dozen offenses, including Ooh. Theft and wanton endangerment. So,
okay. Me thinks she probably wasn't of sound mind.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without taking an ambulance on a joyride, you're doing okay.
They are going.
You can always get a hold of us whenever you want at Ben and Kelly Show on social media. You can kind of catch up with the show after the show. You can catch up on things that you may have missed or comment on things that you may have heard during the morning, but you just weren't able to do in the moment right there on social media. Also, text line. You can always text us 502-795-1997.
We did get a text message. What time do I need to be at Pegatron from a screw test tomorrow?
Oh, you think that's an accidental text?
Maybe they possibly, but didn't I mean went ahead and gave an
us?
Answer.
Well, first of all,
I said 3 p.m.
Okay, do we know what Pegatron is?
Nope. I also asked that. What's involved with the screw test and where is Pegatron?
All right, hang on a second. Let me look at Pegatron
an
here.
Answer.
Pegatron is a public company that develops and manufactures computing, communications, and consumer electronics for branded vendors.
Oh.
It's in Taiwan.
Headquarters is in Taiwan. That's a little far.
That is
I'm not sure if he can get there by 3 p.m.
By 3? Well, if he left now.
Okay. Maybe.
What's involved in a screw test?
I need to know. What is involved in a screw test?
Do I need to remove my pants, sir? What is involved in a screw test?
Involve getting
or ma'am.
Things in holes? I don't, right?
Yeah, right.
Is it a fitting kind of a thing?
We don't know. Well, we'll keep you posted on this arcing storyline.
Yes, and I'm hoping that he passes the test.
Whether it's a he or a she, we're not sure.
Not sure.
And we'll have to let you know if they ever make it to Pegatron for the screw test by 3 o'clock. Oh, is this Jenny?
Oh.
Just say yes.
Okay. No, I'm not going to say yes. That's lying.
Okay, wait.
Who's
no.
asking? Should I say maybe?
Hang on a second. Answer this errant text that we received with a question. Answer the question with a question. Is this Jenny? Who is?
Would you like it to be?
No, gosh, no. That sounds bad. Some people call me. Or maybe we say
the space cowboy.
Some people call me Kelly.
I have been known as Kelly.
Okay, put that. See what they say.
Or Ben.
And
how about that?
Okay, fine. And then say, who's this again?
I'm sorry, I don't have this number saved.
Who's this again? Sorry.
Sorry. Don't have this number saved.
Don't leave us. We're having a real-time conversation with a wrong number texter right now on our text line, 502-795-1997. So
please don't leave. Should I say please don't leave?
Yeah, please don't leave. We're lonely.
Please don't.
Yeah, this person wrote to begin with, I need to be at Pegatron for my screw test tomorrow. And we're like, 3 p.m. sound good. They're like, is this Jenny? We're like, we've been known as Kelly or Ben. They're like, my bad, LOL.
Wait, let's see.
It was a wrong number. No, it wasn't.
But
we just don't know each other yet. We just don't know each other yet.
It's only wrong
because it feels so right.
It may be wrong, but it feels so right.
Yeah, it may be wrong. God, it sounds so bad.
Wrong.
Oh, my mind's telling me no. At some point, we should probably clue him in that this is 99.7 DJX.
Winky face. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh,
okay. Maybe wrong.
Yeah. Anyways, all right. Well, we'll let you know what happens. We can't sit here on our powerful airwaves just telling you the responses to a text.
Oh, he liked that one. He's laughing.
We don't know if it's a he or she. We don't even know yet. This is a genderless, wrong number texter.
I'm revealing the wizard behind the clown. By the way, it's Ben and Kelly at WDJX. And he's going to say, like,
no, don't say, yeah, right, exactly. All right, well, hey, we'll let you know what happens. Anything, like you said, you missed from the show, you can always text or call or message us at Ben and Kelly Show.
This is fun.
All right, guys.
This is fun.
That'll do it for us today.
this is going to be an arcing storyline.
Yep,
we'll give you an update this time tomorrow.